So I'm Kirby Fye. We have Amy Holland on the line, Amber Hampton, Angie Thompson, Avis Easley, Debbie Hillen, Elliot Pinsley, Gail Lodato, Kim Parker, Kurt Hipple, Robin Nobling, and Zach Blair. It looks like we have a few individuals who have called in. If you don't mind to state your name, if you have called in and not logged in via your computer.
Dina
Hey.
Savinas.
Okay, I heard Dina Savinos. Hi, Dina.
Jim
Hi.
Albert Richardson.
Albert Richardson, I heard. Hi, Albert.
Hi. Tim Perry.
Hi, Tim. Tim Perry,
Oh.
Region 1.
Ricky Harris.
Hi, Ricky.
Hello.
Lynn
Julian.
Hi, Lynn. Lynn Julian, I heard. I think someone else just tried to say your name as well.
Samantha Slagle, Region 1.
Hi, Samantha.
Nicole Bates, Region 3.
Hi, Nicole. Anyone else? All right, Debbie, it's over to you.
All right, thank you. And thank you all for taking the time to join us today. As you know, back in May, we came up with some proposals, and they were sent into the department. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over for Zach for a report from his meeting with the commission regarding the proposals. So, Zach, turn it over to you.
Thank you, Debbie, and good afternoon, everyone. Thanks. The Planning Policy Council submitted one proposal to move to Commissioner Williams for consideration. That was Region 4's proposal to reduce stigma through changing the department's name. This proposal that the team and commissioner was absolutely not opposed to the concept. The issue was moving forward at this time was timing, and we discussed this previously in our call. The department's been through several name changes in the last couple of years, and it's unfortunately caused quite a bit of confusion with the legislature and with the community at large. And Commissioner Williams is absolutely interested in exploring this further, but didn't feel like the timing was right to submit that as a legislative proposal for this year. The main considerations that we want to look at moving forward is one, to make sure that first that there's we eliminate any lack of confusion that we can on the department's role and what we have jurisdiction over and what we regulate and who we serve. And the other part of that is also to make sure that there is wide buy-in and understanding and development of a new name if that were to move forward. So again, this is something that the department definitely would like to explore further, but it's something that she wasn't comfortable with moving forward at this time as a legislative proposal for the department. And I'm happy to take any questions on that particular puzzle.
Are there any comments from anyone? Hearing none. Zach, do you
Oh,
want to?
Debbie.
Oh, yes.
It's Angie. I was
Okay, Angie.
did give any kind of a an indication of of any kind of timeline next year, or is there any, I understand, getting all the pieces together, but did she have a sense, did you get a sense of that?
And I'm trying to recollect from the conversation, and Kurt, please feel free to jump in. I don't remember just that specifically on when that would be something that that she and the leadership team would be comfortable with moving forward on. But again, the main thing that she wanted us to communicate back to the committee and to the folks that are interested is that is something that she is not opposed to and something that she is interested in potentially exploring in the future. Kurt, did you have anything that you could add to that?
I think that's right. I would encourage the legislative committee and the regional chairs that if this is something that as you go through the next year continues to be something that's been laid on your heart and you think that needs to be reconsidered, just resubmit it again next year. I think that's part of the beauty of the legislative proposal process is that kind of like the Cubs before they won the World Series in 2016, always next year. If this continues to be a an issue that is prescient and in need of action, then it can be presented again.
Thank you.
This is Robin. I just want to thank the commissioner for her consideration of that. I know Elliot Pinsley was very strongly involved in this was his idea and his proposal. So with support, obviously, of Region 4. So I want to thank the involvement, the consideration. And we understand timing. And if, you know, this is something that the way it's set up could easily be resubmitted. So thank you.
This is Elliot. I had trouble with I could not speak apparently on my WebEx app on my computer. So I had to call in, but thank you as well from my end. And certainly we understand. And I would just ask if there is additional discussion internally among this issue, it would be appreciated if myself or others in Region 4 could be engaged. And we certainly can resubmit next year.
Thanks to everyone who worked on that. I know Region 4, you put a lot of effort and a lot of energy and a lot of documentation into that. So we thank you for that. Zach, do you want to follow through with any of the other?
Sure. The other proposal that we really wanted to flesh out, especially with the was the workforce shortage survey. We will be engaging the Department of Health on that, obviously, and I know we touched on this last time. They are completely focused on the public health aspect of the pandemic, and this is something that while we do plan and will discuss it with them, we want to make sure that they're in a position where they can fully consider it with what's going on, and so we're sure that we wait for the right time and the appropriate time for us to engage with that. But that's something that we will certainly be having a conversation on and talk to Commissioner about as we move forward. But like I said, I think there's been a really good working relationship between our two departments. So I would be very surprised if this would not be something that they'd be interested in with, and hopefully something they can do outside of the legislative process and hopefully even outside of the rulemaking process, since those are both pretty intense processes to go through. And we're hoping that we can avoid both of those and that those applications are not in statutory or rulemaking form. But we will be engaging with them soon, and we will keep the committee and the statewide council apprised on that movement as well.
Thank you, Zach.
Any other comments on that one? Okay. Zach, anything else?
That is all I have for today, I believe. Any other questions that I can help answer, be happy to do so. Just from a brief legislative overview standpoint, the General Assembly is in the process of considering the updated new and improved budget for this upcoming fiscal year and provisions to close the books for the previous year as well. So obviously during statewide council. I would very much hope that they would be adjourned by then, and I can give a full update on what happened in the legislature this year. But it's kind of been a somewhat bare bones process throughout this most recent reconvening of the legislature. The budget has been the main focus. There has been some disagreement on the amount of items that the Senate and the House are in taking up, but that seems to be coming to a resolution hopefully this week, and hopefully we'll have more information, and then that legislative summary will be published soon after the legislature adjourns for the year.
All right, thank you. Kurt, you have anything else you want to add?
Let me get off mute here. Thankful for the legislative committee and the regions and the statewide council for your diligence and thoroughness throughout this process. And it really is a testament to why we have a council system. Avis and Kirby and Amy are always singing your praises. Y'all are the heartbeat of the mental health system here, the public mental health system here in Tennessee, and really appreciate all that you do. And I'll just say on the record, I'm very thankful for Avis and Kirby, Amy and Zach for keeping us informed and for being advocates for us in so many different ways we just really don't know the impact that they have. So thank you guys. And thanks again for everyone calling in today.
Okay. Kim, anything that you would like to provide, you or Albert?
No, I don't have anything other than, of course, I was unable to join the statewide. I know the executive committee and legislative committee last time we were going to, you know, we were looking at trying to, before the pandemic hit, we're looking at trying to bring a collaborative effort of our commissioners to one of our statewide meetings. And so I know that we definitely decided that June was not, and I don't know that August is the right time to do that. But I guess this committee could still continue to think about when's the best time, because I really think it'd be a good idea to have them come together. But we may all want to be thinking about that as things start kind of settling down, you know, when we can revisit that and have them have that group come together for the statewide meeting.
Albert, anything from you?
No, Debbie, and I just want to say I appreciate you guys and all that y'all do to really put it together and bring it forth and make it happen. That's basically all I need to say. I really do thank you guys.
Avis, from you and Kirby, any other updates from the department that we need to be made aware of?
Just a couple of things, Debbie, and this is Avis. Just to echo what Kim says, when Kirby and I met with Kim an hour before our June meeting, we tossed this idea around about when would be the appropriate time to do the panel with the commissioners. And obviously, as you all know, since we are in the executive order of not being able to have the in-person meetings, this just does not appear to be the right time to do that. If we or when we do, when we are able to again meet in person, we will then revisit that idea to bring the commissioners in person, because I just think, and I'm sure you all or most will agree, that really needs to be an in-person meeting where folks can have the ability to ask questions, make comments and things of that nature in person. So it is not off the table. We still have it on the radar. We just have to put it on hold a little bit. In addition to that, Debbie, for our August meeting, not sure how that's going to look right now, whether that's going to be in person or not in person. However, still with the reporting out, Debbie, as you did before, if you would do our, you and Kim would do our legislative and executive report based on the follow-up on this meeting to let our members and guests know what the outcome was with the commissioner's decision. I think that's about it. That's all that I have right now. Thank you all for all the hard work, particularly Region 4, Elliot, Angie, and Robin. I know that sometimes it is disheartening when things don't go forward, but just know that it is your energy and your time is not wasted. We do hear you, and the commissioner does as well, and at some point we'll be able to have some movement toward these last few proposals that you submitted. Thanks, Debbie.
Okay. You know, I agree with the face-to-face with commissioners. If nothing else, let them see what a great team the commissioner has behind her when they have to sit there and look at all of our smiling faces.
I agree.
Any of the other members, any comments? Announcements? All right. Having no one else to speak, all right, whoever my parliamentarian is, does this require a motion to adjourn or not?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
This is Gail. I'll motion to adjourn.
Second?
This is Tim. I'll second.
Okay. I usually say all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Likewise?
Aye.
Vote with your feet. In this case, vote with your phone. Hang up. Thank you all for joining us, and we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks for being.
Bye.
Bye.